You'll hear an interview in which two entrepreneurs called Charles and Betty are talking about their experience of setting up a business when they were young. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at part 3.
Today in Business Weekly, I'm talking to two entrepreneurs, Charles and Betty, who both first set up companies when they were just in their teens. Charles, I read that your first company, which you started when you were 18, wasn't a success, right?
Yeah, in fact, after 2 years, I cut my losses and gave up. After the first year, I could already see that despite having talked to several people, for example, the local bank that had a business advisory service, the basic idea just wasn't sound. The only positive was that at 20, I had enough energy and motivation to pick myself up straight away and start on my second idea. I found it easy to put it all behind me and move on.
And your second company, a photo blogging platform, was a fantastic success. Betty, what is that magic something that makes a young entrepreneur successful?
Well, that's tricky. I used to think it might be as simple as putting in the hours, you know, working until all the day's tasks were done.
But that just makes you so tired it's hard to tap into your imagination. In my view, there's no doubt you have to be prepared not only to take chances, but also to seek them out sometimes.
And to realise that playing it safe is not the right approach. Occasionally, you have to completely rethink not only small things, details, but also your overall objectives.
And as a young entrepreneur, how did you find your first year of business? Betty?
I was selling T-shirts, and within 6 months, I had to take on a couple of extra people, one to do the office work and the other to work on marketing. And I'd had no experience of interviewing candidates and was terrified in case I ended up with the wrong people. But it all worked out, and the bank was happy to give me a loan when they saw how much the business was making and they'd been through my 5-year business plan.
Did you have many competitors? There are lots of businesses selling T-shirts.
Yes, but that was a good thing because a lot of market research had already been done and quite a lot of it was available for anyone to access.
I actually got in touch with some of my competitors to try to find out how they organised their business, and they were very helpful. But what really amazed me was that they even went as far as to suggest which accountants to use and IT consultants. And now, when I think someone would be better off going to one of my competitors, I pass on their details, and my competitors do the same for me.
Brilliant. And Betty, you won the Young Business Person of the Year award when you were just 20. Tell us about that.
Yes, at first I was amazed that I'd won it. There seemed to me to be plenty of other excellent startups, and I felt as though I'd just been trying to live up to the benchmark they were setting for good business. Anyway, once I'd got over the shock, I felt great about it, and it motivated me to grow my company much further and to try to cash in on the publicity.
That was a great time for you. I don't know how people managed to set up businesses years ago when technology wasn't so developed. I mean, it's so simple now to do some first-class courses on the internet to find out about whatever you need to set up a business. There's a lot of discussion about making contacts online, but I believe there's still an argument for doing it face-to-face. It's the same with some meetings, like with new clients.
And what about companies having websites? That's made a huge difference.
But you have to keep them up to date.
That's very true. Well, thank you both for sharing your thoughts with us today.
Now you will hear part three again.
Today in Business Weekly, I'm talking to two entrepreneurs, Charles and Betty, who both first set up companies when they were just in their teens. Charles, I read that your first company, which you started when you were 18, wasn't a success, right?
Yeah, in fact, after 2 years, I cut my losses and gave up. After the first year, I could already see that despite having talked to several people, for example, the local bank that had a business advisory service, the basic idea just wasn't sound. The only positive was that at 20, I had enough energy and motivation to pick myself up straight away and start on my second idea. I found it easy to put it all behind me and move on.
And your second company, a photo blogging platform, was a fantastic success. Betty, what is that magic something that makes a young entrepreneur successful?
Well, that's tricky. I used to think it might be as simple as putting in the hours, you know, working until all the day's tasks were done.
But that just makes you so tired it's hard to tap into your imagination. In my view, there's no doubt you have to be prepared not only to take chances, but also to seek them out sometimes.
And to realise that playing it safe is not the right approach. Occasionally, you have to completely rethink not only small things, details, but also your overall objectives.
And as a young entrepreneur, how did you find your first year of business? Betty?
I was selling T-shirts, and within 6 months, I had to take on a couple of extra people, one to do the office work and the other to work on marketing. And I'd had no experience of interviewing candidates and was terrified in case I ended up with the wrong people. But it all worked out and the bank was happy to give me a loan when they saw how much the business was making and they'd been through my 5-year business plan.
Did you have many competitors? There are lots of businesses selling T-shirts.
Yes, but that was a good thing because a lot of market research had already been done and quite a lot of it was available for anyone to access.
I actually got in touch with some of my competitors to try to find out how they organised their business, and they were very helpful. But what really amazed me was that they even went as far as to suggest which accountants to use and IT consultants. And now, when I think someone would be better off going to one of my competitors, I pass on their details, and my competitors do the same for me.
Brilliant. And Betty, you won the Young Business Person of the Year award when you were just 20. Tell us about that.
Yes, at first I was amazed that I'd won it. There seemed to me to be plenty of other excellent startups, and I felt as though I'd just been trying to live up to the benchmark they were setting for good business. Anyway, once I'd got over the shock, I felt great about it, and it motivated me to grow my company much further and to try to cash in on the publicity.
That was a great time for you. I don't know how people managed to set up businesses years ago when technology wasn't so developed. I mean, it's so simple now to do some first-class courses on the internet to find out about whatever you need to set up a business. There's a lot of discussion about making contacts online, but I believe there's still an argument for doing it face-to-face. It's the same with some meetings, like with new clients.
And what about companies having websites? That's made a huge difference.
But you have to keep them up to date.
That's very true. Well, thank you both for sharing your thoughts with us today.
That's the end of part three.